USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania continues to have problems with elections. A thin margin separates celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick for the GOP ticket and the Senate race. And counting continues days later. Jonathan Marks, Deputy Secretary for Elections and Commission for the Pennsylvania Department of State, says, please be patient. A new effort is underway to bring an Olympic gold medalist home. The United States is reportedly negotiating to free basketball star Brittany Grenier from Russia in a prisoner swap. It's possible she could be exchanged for an arms dealer serving 25 years. Grenier was arrested 3 months ago at an airport, accused of having vape cartridges with hash oil in her luggage. She plays for the Phoenix Mercury and a Russian team during the offseason. Thanks for listening and a TGIFT, my friend. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
As President Biden is off to Asia, the problems in America continue. On day one of his administration, President Biden dismantled America's energy independence, and things have gone downhill since. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau, reports.
Congress is attempting to pass a bill expanding the Federal Trade Commission's ability to penalize oil companies for price gouging as the average price for a gallon of gas hits a new record across the nation. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says it's not price gouging, but Democratic policies responsible for energy inflation.
The House is wasting its time pretending that inflation is all the fault of evil corporate profiteers. Evil corporate profiteers. I guess the profit motive hadn't been invented yet in 2019.
A celebrity defamation trial between former couple Johnny Depp and Amber Heard is on hold until Monday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax said the Biden administration takes too long to address crises, and that in itself worsens every crisis that has come across President Biden's desk.
Well, when you take a look at what's happening here, you started the segment here with President Biden going over to Asia, and we got to project American strength. Some of this bill, and if you dig down to what's in it, some of it is to replace things in the United States that have already been sent over to Ukraine. So there is a need for some of this to be able to be used to replenish some of the weapon systems and stuff that we've already sent to Ukraine. So that's part of what the bill is. There's a necessity to help out here, but there's also a necessity to make sure there's accountability. And I think that's what a lot of people want to see that didn't support the bill, is what's the accountability going to be to make sure the money gets to where it needs to go, the money that's going over for the humanitarian issues and some other things.
Multiple structures burned as wildfires rage in Texas. The Mesquite Heat Fire near Abilene is just 5% contained and has burned nearly 10,000 acres and about 30 buildings. It is one of 9 large wildfires burning in the Lone Star State. The largest fire in the country is still the Hermit's Peak Fire in New Mexico, which has burned over 300,000 acres just east of Santa Fe. 5 other states are also reporting large fire activity. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.